The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And therefore, whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that the works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I begin the homily, I want to thank Bennett for being our altar server today. Let's give Bennett an applause. Thank you very much, Bennett. Very good. Wonderful. It's good to be alive. So let me talk about this gospel. The central figure in today's gospel is a fellow named Nicodemus. And he appears only in the Gospel of John. No mention anywhere else. The other three Gospels never heard of Nicodemus. And in this Gospel, he's a member of the Sanhedrin. So Nicodemus is a very powerful fellow. Way back in the Torah, in the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Old Testament, of the Hebrew Scriptures, there is mention that Moses, in order to lead his people, needed some help, and God told him, appoint 70 elders, and they will be the council to lead the people of Israel. So 70 elders, and Moses made 71. And following that tradition, the Sanhedrin, that elite group, the high court of the people of Israel, Nicodemus was one of the members of the high court. They made up 70 plus the high priest, a number of 71. And therefore, he's a very powerful person. He's a Pharisee. The Sanhedrin made up of Pharisees and Sadducees, but he's a Pharisee. Powerful man in the community, very prominent and well off. So he has everything going for him. And yet, there's something missing from his life. And whatever chaos, whatever conflict, whatever emptiness there is in his life, the powers of the world cannot solve. He has all the power the world could give him, and yet, there's some emptiness, poverty in his life that the powers of the world cannot resolve. So he comes to Jesus. He comes to a higher power. And the only person who comes to a higher power is a person who is struggling with failure, maybe with hopelessness, lacking confidence, looking for a solution that the world cannot solve, so they seek out a higher power. And in many ways, the only way in which somebody will seek out a higher power is when they're so impoverished and they're so heavily burdened in chaos or conflict or emptiness in their lives that they have to seek a higher power. That's Nicodemus. Powerful man that he is, he comes to Jesus, and the gospel tells us, just before our text today, he comes to Jesus by night. Now, in the Gospel of John, coming to Jesus by night does not mean after dark. It means he is in darkness. He is in the night. So there's a poverty, there's an emptiness in his life that he cannot resolve. And he comes to Jesus and he says, I know that you have come from God, because nobody can do the things you do except the person is from God. So he brings his emptiness, his struggle, his failure to Jesus, looking for some insight, some understanding, some way to resolve his crisis. And he changes. Now we know that because he's mentioned three times in the Gospel of John. He will appear again in chapter 7, if you read John's Gospel. And he is the one who defends Jesus before the Sanhedrin, where the chief priests and the Pharisees want to condemn Jesus before the Sanhedrin, before the high court, and Nicodemus stands up and defends Jesus. So he breaks from the strength of the Sanhedrin, and he clearly has become a secret follower of Jesus Christ. And now he publicly states his defense of Jesus. You'll find him again in chapter 19 in John's Gospel, where he assists in the burial of Jesus. So clearly, a big change happened in the life of Nicodemus, and he became a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, I wondered about that. I wondered how I could find out what really happened to him. Something maybe I need myself in my life. And so I decided, I heard about Nicodemus, I read about him, I knew about him, but I'd like to meet Nicodemus. Sounds crazy, but it isn't, because in Ignatian spirituality, which I have followed for 50 years, there is what we call imaginative contemplation. And in the exercises of Ignatius, he invites me into the presence of the moment. He invites me to imagine being present with Jesus Christ and with Nicodemus. And in this imagination, I begin to learn something about Nicodemus and something about Jesus. And so I entered into this imaginative contemplation to meet Nicodemus. And I've met Nicodemus many times, would you believe? And I still try to meet him now and then because I need him. So I say to Nicodemus, how did you change? What happened to you in your conversation with Jesus that you changed? And he said to me, you have to be reborn. You have to be born from a higher power, something beyond this world. And in order to be reborn, you have to die first. I remember some elderly priest, this old fellow I used to visit in his last years in the rest home. He was very smart. He was so well read. I loved to go to see him and listen to his wisdom. And each time I was leaving him, I'd say, John, say something wise to me. Well, he said a few things that weren't so wise. But on one occasion, he said to me, remember this. If you want to live more than one life, you have to die more than once. Do you want to live a new life? You must die before you can be reborn. That's what happens to him. That's what he told me. He said, Jesus said, you must be born from on high. not born from anything in this world. You must be born in the power of Jesus Christ. You must be born on high. You must be reborn in a spirit which does not belong to this world. And when you are reborn in the power of the Spirit, not belonging to this world, then you change. And that's what happened to Nicodemus. We don't know his conflict. We don't know his chaos. We don't know his burden, but he changed. And he became a follower of Jesus Christ. It's true for every one of us. We come to Lent. And I've questioned myself, what do I need to give up? Well, I'm kind of a controlling person. Nobody knows that. Well, everybody knows that. I tend to want things my way. I need to have the last word. Whatever it is. I tell you, 14 years ago I retired, and I said there's power of the Holy Spirit that says, for God's sake, give up this power. You don't need to be in charge. Let somebody else make decisions, and you do what you're told. And I said, really? And by the way, it was a woman that we hired to run the parish. And I reported to her for 12 years, and she was fantastic. Nicodemus told me to do that. He said, you have to give up. Don't try to control things. So what do you have to give up in order to be free? In order to walk in the power of the Spirit, what do you have to give up? Do you need to have the last word? Do you need to know everything? You think you have to be in charge? You have to control? What is it that we're carrying this burden where we become resentful because somebody else, we become jealous of somebody else, we become competitive with somebody else? Why? What do we have to give up? What's a higher power telling us? You want to walk in freedom? You want to go through a conversion? You must be reborn. That's what Nicodemus says to us. So take a look at your life. What wound are you carrying that you don't want to give up? There's a marvelous reference in chapter 5 in the Gospel of John. It happens at the Pool of Bethesda. I know many of you pilgrims here have been to the Pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. And there Jesus comes upon this man. And he's sick for 38 years. And Jesus asks him a very strange question. He says, do you want to be healed? I first came upon that and said, what kind of a question? A poor guy has been sick for 38 years. You ask, not everybody wants to be healed. You can become stubborn, resentful. Do you want to be healed? No. Oh, is everything okay? It's fine. Is it fine? It's not fine, but I don't want to be healed. Right now, I want to carry the wound. I want to show you that I'm carrying a wound. Do you want to be healed? No, I don't want to be healed. I want to hold this against you. I don't want to forgive you. You don't deserve it. What is it that I'm carrying that I need to let go? That I could only let go through a higher power. Does somebody owe you? Are you holding a debt over somebody? Somebody wounded you that you don't want to forgive. Somebody is looking for a blessing from you that you don't want to share. Do you want to walk in freedom? Nicodemus said, you must die and you must be reborn from on high. And only then will you understand this gospel. that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him, who are reborn, may experience eternal life. And now, the last word I have. See, I'm 84 years old. I know I look very young, but actually I'm 84 years old. And I know my days are numbered, and I think about that. Don't bother me. I am reborn in the freedom of the moment. I am now living eternal life. Eternal life doesn't begin when I die. Eternal life is now. When I die, I'll just be, there's a transmutation happens, but my soul, I'm feeding my soul. In my spiritual life, I'm not feeding the body, I'm feeding my soul. And my soul is already living eternal life. I want you to think about that. So do you want to walk in freedom? Do you want to walk in peace? Do you want to be a blessing to others? Or you want to be a pain in the ass and just give everybody trouble? I mean, what do you want? Listen to Jesus Christ. Listen to Nicodemus. And he'll say, hey, you must be reborn. And you must die first to something and then enter into the wonder of eternal life now. Amen. It's good news.